superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to this edition of the Rich Eisen Show live from Los Angeles, California. I am your humble host sitting here on NBC Sports on Peacock and NBC Sports Audio Sirius XM Channel 85. On top of it, of course, we're on this Rich Eisen Show terrestrial radio network coast to coast, and we're live on Odyssey if you care to listen to us through that app. Stream us wherever you can or wish to. We say hello to our podcast listeners who listen whenever they're darn well pleased, because it's their right. YouTube.com/Rich Eisen Show is another way to catch everything that we do here. Good to see you over there, Chris Brockman. How are you over
Hey,
there,
Rich,
sir?
What's cracking, man?
DJ Mikey
hey,
D,
Rich,
Mike Del Tufo, TJ Jefferson. What do you have all cooked up over there?
I just want to say, Rich, that the greatest rapper of all time died on March 9th, and rest in peace. Notorious B.I.G., as I do every year at this time.
All right. Do you lit the candle?
Lit the candle for Biggie. We've been bumping Biggie music all morning. And, okay. You know, going to celebrate today, Rich.
DJ Mikey D, maybe you want to, you know, load some of that up later on.
We'll
I don't know what
like
I don't know what that means. But,
instrumentals.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if it's not safe for work.
At any rate, 844-204-RICH is the number to dial here on the Rich Eisen Show. Boy, yesterday was a day, wasn't it?
kind of newsworthy.
Heck of a day in the sports world, and I don't mean Jackie Moon showing up with the Golden State Warriors, although that was a nice cherry on top.
You can't exclude that, though.
That was a great cherry on top, seeing Will Ferrell warming up Klay Thompson.
Shooting underhanded.
So here's what I'd like everyone to do, and I understand Denver Broncos fans, you have every right to be so very excited, and we're going to get there. We're going to get there. But yesterday was a day for you that you'll remember for a long time, Denver, that Russell Wilson has arrived. And in a way, you know, Peyton Manning did deliver a Super Bowl to you. And yes, Russell Wilson denied Peyton Manning and you, Denver Broncos fans, a Super Bowl win. That was his ring that he's got in his case right now. And yeah, you know, prior to that and after Peyton Manning left, you could sit there and say, boy, we missed out on Russell Wilson because my team took Brock Osweiler instead in the NFL draft. That Russell Wilson wound up in Seattle. These are all true stories. But in the end, you've got Russell Wilson there in orange. And that's going to be quite something for you all to see once the season hits. And I think, as we proffered yesterday on this program, won't take you a long time to see it. We think, with the Broncos on the Rams' home schedule, throwing Russell Wilson out there with the Denver Broncos, his first look in a game that counts in a Denver Broncos uniform against the Los Angeles Rams, who he's faced over and over and over again in his career. Some terrific, legendary battles with the Los Angeles Rams. We think that's going to be your opening night. That's a lot. And I think all of our friends watching in their offices at NBC Sports, and we say hello to you. We assume you keep tabs on us. Or, hold on a minute, my bad. You like watching us on NBC Sports on Peacock. get ready. I think we'll see the Broncos at the Rams. So there'll be time for that, even on this show, to get deeper into Russell Wilson winding up with the Broncos. But for every elated fan on this side, that side of a trade, an acquisition, there's always somebody on the other end that's not too happy. If you have a Seattle Seahawk fan in your life, I would suggest you call and check on him today. I checked in on last night on a couple of Seahawk fans.
I did as well.
Because not only did Russell Wilson get traded, not only did the Russell Wilson era come to a shocking conclusion, 6 days after their head coach was talking at the combine that they had no intention of trading him.
No intention.
Not only did that just come straight out of the blue, that Russell Wilson is no longer a Seattle Seahawk. Bobby Wagner, it was announced last night, is going to be released as well. And this was the guy taken in the round before Russell Wilson. And this guy means just as much to Seahawks fans as Russell Wilson does, and potentially maybe even more. And I know I'm talking about a quarterback, and I know I'm talking about Russell Wilson, go Hawks, Russell Wilson. But Bobby Wagner, on top of Russell Wilson being traded, is the ultimate kick in the bofus. That one, on top of, like, as if the absorption of Russell Wilson no longer being there. There was a slight, small period of time where fans could say, at least Bobby Wagner is still there. At least Bobby Wagner is still there. Future Hall of Famer, Bobby Wagner. And you could even say that Russell Wilson needs to show up and show out in Denver and maybe even win a Super Bowl in order to get into Canton. You could make a case right now Russell Wilson's not in Canton, Ohio just yet, but Bobby Wagner sure is. And that guy, heartbeat, heart and soul, in front of the Legion of Boom, becoming Bobby Wagner. That guy, on top of Russell Wilson being traded, that guy now no longer being part of the Seahawks, that was the unkindest cut of all. Even though, I have to say, it is the kindest cut you can give to a player from a team that they told Bobby Wagner this far in advance of the new league year window opening up for conversation. That was the kindest cut, because there are some teams that will just say, we'll wait until a certain amount of time and we don't want to see you showing up somewhere to come beat us and all of that. And so we'll just hold you close to our vest and let all the spots get filled up and let all the salary cap get eaten up. And then you can, hey, we let you out. You know, you're. But that's not really going to help cauterize the wound for Seattle fans, because the whole journey of Pete Carroll coming from USC and showing up there, and Marshawn Lynch coming from Western New York, and Beastquake hitting, that Seattle Seahawk beginning leading to Russell Wilson showing up in the third round of the 2012 draft, the personification of the Pete Carroll always compete mantra, if you show up and you compete, you have a shot to start here and show up here and win championships here. Russell Wilson was that personification, as was Bobby Wagner and Richard Sherman. The rest of the Legion of Boom. Earl Thomas was a first-round selection that few saw coming. Everybody thought that was going to be Taylor Mays out of USC, because Pete was going to bring his guy in. Instead, he went with the Longhorn, Earl Thomas. Like, oh, okay, we see you, Pete. That team building together and winning a Super Bowl over Peyton Manning's Broncos in New York City. The 12 showed up en masse in New York City. building a championship team together that wound up in the Super Bowl the next year with a chance to win with seconds to go in a Super Bowl in Arizona where the Super Bowl is next year. And we all know what happened with Malcolm Butler and how that was a potential dynastic moment that the Seahawks could just never somehow capture again. Even with Russell Wilson still doing Russell Wilson things, even with Russell Wilson and the Seahawks having year in, year out terrific performances, there was a long streak in which Seattle not only made the playoffs, but won a game in those playoffs. That's how good this team was. Even if they didn't get the bye week, they wound up in the division round. That's how dynastic of a run this team could have had if they had somehow made it back to the Super Bowl and won it again. And now it's all done because Bobby Wagner was the last member of a Super Bowl appearing team on the Seattle Seahawks roster. Boom, boom. The Legion of Boom. Era done. Russ is a Bronco and Bobby Wagner is who knows where. Oh my God. Would I, if I was a general manager of a team, get him on the phone right now? Boom, boom, done. So pour one out if you wish, but definitely call your friends who's a Seattle Seahawks fan and just say, how you doing? Because yesterday was a very, very difficult day for them.
How are you going to remember the Seahawks era?
I will remember the Seahawks era, like I just said, as a remarkable run where a team that had no identity. They had no identity. They had Pete Carroll was their identity and a dynamic running back who didn't do as much out of Cal in Western New York with baggage coming to Seattle. Didn't really speak to the media very much. Who was Marshawn Lynch? But they ran the ball and they hit you in the mouth. And then they got some dynamic young quarterback who helped bring it all together and create one of the most daunting home field advantages in the National Football League for a very long time, where you knew going into the season, this team had a chance to not only win their division, but go on a special run every year. And then things began to change. And that's the question that I don't know if we're going to get the answer to. Tom Pelissero helped break this story for my network and my colleagues at NFL Media Group yesterday. Is going to join us. The story of the trade of Russell Wilson going
to
Denver.
Kind of one of the big, like, what if dynasties.
Here, well, the what if ultimately is the what if they had handed the ball to Marshawn Lynch instead of throwing it on the goal line in that Super Bowl. There's a lot of what ifs on that. But the what and the how and the why that I want answered, and I don't know if I'm going to get the answer to, is why does a team who has a homegrown quarterback drafted, nurtured, blossomed into an NFL superstar with a dynamite reputation in the community, a Walter Payton Man of the Year, a dream come true, a man who, after getting traded, tweets out, Seattle, I love you forever, grateful, number three. Go Hawks everywhere. Every single time. Ended his
Hawks.
His press conferences and his post-game appearances on live TV with Go Hawks. Why did this guy wind up getting traded? Why didn't it work out? And I know I'm taking it the way I've just phrased it from the point of view as that maybe being on the team. Why did Russell Wilson no longer want to be there either? Takes two to tango. What happened? First time we ever heard, Chris, TJ and Mike, of anything rumbling beneath the surface in Seattle was at the draft in Dallas when Baker Mayfield got picked first overall, and then it was Sam Darnold, and then it was Josh Allen. And we all know Josh Rosen popped in there with Lamar Jackson completing the five first-round drafted quarterbacks in that draft. We heard leading up to that draft, Seattle might be in the business for quarterback. Mm-hmm. And we were like, huh?
Yeah.
Because you know, I don't want to say who or what, but we heard it multiple times just,
just
being out
around.
And about.
Yep.
We're like, say what? What?
One more time?
Again, this is 2018.
There was even a little bit in 17 at the Philly draft.
What's up with that? Really? Well, there's a lot of quarterbacks in this year's draft. The 2017 draft, it was not nearly as much of a drumbeat as it was in 2018. And it's kind of like, what's up with that? In every year, you would hear that there are gears grinding, and they would never talk about it in person. They would never really talk about it behind the scenes either. If you ever spoke to anybody close to the situation, nobody would ever just go, you know what? This guy's out of his mind, or that guy's out of his mind, and these guys cannot get together anymore. Let Russ cook. Remember that whole conversation over the last 2-3 years? Let Russ cook. We had Pete Carroll on last summer, and he's just like, well, this whole let Russ cook thing. That makes it seem like Pete Carroll isn't going to be into the idea of Russell Wilson being unleashed. And that's the conversation. Pete wants to just run the ball and defend the ball. Not the way this guy plays. And Russ is like, I'm not being protected. That's on you. Then all of a sudden the teams come out that he'd be willing to be traded to. And he doesn't get traded. Bears go all YOLO. Remember that they went to Trey Lance's pro day? Yep. Where John Schneider was there and the conversation was, they're just going to go for it here, and they try to make some sort of summit happen, and it didn't work out. And then they go through last year together. Doesn't work out again. Falls apart. We get the sense in the end of the season last year that it's not going to last much longer. Why? What happened? Guy's not 38. Guy's not 40. Still a young man. A lot of great years left. Who gives up on that guy? Why does that guy give up on that team? What happened? And whatever did happen there, will it resurface in Denver? What will Seattle do now? What are they going to do? Drew Lock? Is that what they're going to do? Are they hoping deep down, that Deshaun Watson does not wind up with any significant charges? Does he wind up getting through all this and going there? Is that a plan? What's their plan? Is it Kenny Pickett? They got the 8th overall pick. By that point, I'll tell you what, they can have whatever quarterback they want in this year's draft. You know, 9th overall pick in the draft. They can get whoever they want right there, 9th pick. No one's taking a quarterback before them unless they trade up because they think that the Seahawks are going to take someone. I don't think it's going to be that guy. I think they're just going to get a pass rusher for Pete's defense. Or they're going to get Sauce.
Panthers might take a quarterback.
I don't know. Panthers take a quarterback. That would just be... I think they can get a pass protector, but not to get too deep into the draft Nick conversation right here.
Yeah.
What are they going to do with this quarterback spot? Russ is gone. What's the plan? Why now? What happened? Will there be a 30 for 30 on it? Will the story come out? Because I'll tell you what, you talk to anybody who's close to the situation right now, pretty much, and they're not saying. The answer is like, good luck, Russ.
Also, was it 2 weeks ago that we noticed he removed all the Seahawks stuff from Twitter?
We talked about it.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, his geotag on Twitter was global and professional athlete. Yeah, these things don't just come out of nowhere either, which is what we'll talk about with Rick Spielman, former Vikings general manager in hour number two. Tom Pelissero broke the story. We're going to get to him coming up next. An overreaction Wednesday because so much happened on Tuesday. It feels like an actual football weekend.
Yeah,
we'll get to that. Our number three on this program, Amit, is going to join us.
Yeah.
He's got a new NFT deal that he wants to talk about, along with Dick Butkus and Jerry Rice, involving his old Sports Illustrated cover of him hanging out in a pool. And Bomani Jones, he's going to start his new late night chat show on HBO. He's going to join us now at number three. And you at 844-204-RICH. We'll have time to take your phone calls. Let's take a break. When we come back, Tom Pelissero, we'll get him on the horn and say what now, why now, and what happened. Best we can tell. Can't wait to delve into that topic. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Before we go, want to tell you about Callaway Odyssey. Why do golfers usually play a blade putter? Is it the way it looks? Is it the way it feels? Maybe they see the pros on TV playing one, think maybe, hey, I could be like that. Truth is, you sacrifice a lot of forgiveness to play a blade. Until, however, the new Tri-Hot 5K from Odyssey has come along, and they built a blade unlike any other. It's been engineered using multi-material construction to dramatically increase forgiveness, something called MOI. And at 5,000 MOI, that's where the 5K comes in the Tri-Hot 5K. It's the kind of forgiveness you'd expect from a mallet, now delivered in a blade. The Tri-Hot 5K comes in classic blade shapes as well as more oversized models like the double wide and triple wide, like a trailer. And each one comes in with the legendary white hot insert. Yep, the most popular insert ever is back with its original feel, sound, and performance. With the Odyssey Tri-Hot 5K, the days of sacrificing performance to play a blade are over, because it's truly a blade unlike any other. See the Tri-Hot 5K lineup at odysseygolf.com. Tom Pelissero joining us next. Why now? Russ to Denver, coming up next. Let's talk Sleep Number, people, because quality sleep is so essential. That's why the Sleep Number smart bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, and the same thing for your partner, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side, helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature, quiets your snores or your partner's? Sleep Number does that. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. 10 numbers apart, but it truly is the world of difference. The Sleep Number sleep that you get is unbelievable. You will love it. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now you could save 50%. That's 50%. On the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung, and that means spring cleaning, or at least the partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items, from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code EISEN when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back, and use my code EISEN. That's IBOTTA in the Google Play or App Store, and use my code EISEN. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. We're taking phone calls throughout the day. Tom Pelissero, what a heck of a day he and my colleague Ian Rappaport had on behalf of all of us at NFL Network, NFL Media Group. He's the one who tweeted this. I saw his tweet during the commercial break. I said out loud, I'm like, whoa.
And I'm like, wait, what?
And then you looked and you saw.
And I was just
reporting that the Broncos had acquired Russell Wilson from the Seahawks. Tom Pelissero back here on the Rich Eisen Show. How you doing, Tom?
I'm doing well, Rich. How are you?
I'm doing all right. So let's dive right into it. The origin of this, how did it start? What do you got?
Really, these conversations between the Seahawks and Broncos had been going on for weeks, and it heated up last week at the scouting combine when George Payton and John Schneider met face-to-face and really began to talk about the compensation. You know, it was really about the Seahawks, for everything they had said publicly, that they had no plans to trade Russell, that really meant behind the scenes, they were only going to trade him if it was a transformational type of deal. They were absolutely prepared to move forward with Russell Wilson as their quarterback in 2022. They did not get that, but the Broncos stepped up. And when you look at the compensation, two number ones, including the number nine overall pick, two second rounders, and three players, including a quarterback who's still young, that the Seahawks liked coming out in the draft, a tight end in Noah Fant, who's pretty good, and a guy in Shelby Harris, who's a got a reasonable deal and is a pretty good veteran defensive player, it made sense, and it also sets up Seattle now to have the collateral here to go and make potentially another move to go get their next quarterback.
So what about the idea that the Washington Commanders were going YOLO and might still be all over the league right now for somebody like Russell Wilson's caliber and made a better deal or offered a richer deal? Maybe they don't have the players to come back. What can you tell me about the idea of maybe Denver being in the AFC? Russell wanted them. What about that? Anything on that front?
It had a lot to do with where Russell Wilson wanted to go. He had a no-trade clause. And there's a unique relationship between Russell Wilson and the Seahawks where, throughout the course of this offseason, he and Pete Carroll had a lot of conversations. They were very open. And Russell would talk about different places he might like to go play. It's unusual, to say the least, that you have that type of a relationship. But on the short list of teams that he wanted to go to was Denver. And so my understanding was, over especially in the last few days here, as this became very real, Russell was very excited about the idea of going to the Broncos, being able to play with some really good young talent, and really being able to get kind of a reboot on his career here. So once the compensation matched up, it moved pretty swiftly. Regardless of what any other team might have offered, Russell Wilson needed to be all in on going to that place, and Denver checked a lot of the boxes that he was looking for.
So why does this have to happen? What happened here? What happened to this relationship, Tom?
I think that it's sometimes people can reduce things to only one factor. I think that all of us who live here on planet Earth know that interpersonal relationships are inherently complicated, and that was certainly the case with Russell Wilson. There had been so much transition when you talk about the fact that I believe Russell Wilson and Bobby Wagner were the only two players left from the Super Bowl winning team. That's the nature of the NFL. Things had evolved. Russell Wilson still did have a supporting cast there. I mean, there's plenty of quarterbacks out there who would go, gosh, if this guy doesn't want to play with Tyler Lockett and DK Metcalf and Chris Carson when he's healthy and, all those types of things, I'd go in there. I'd play with those guys. But for us, it was more complicated than that. He's always envisioned himself as somebody who is one of the greats and wants to be a Hall of Famer, and he wants to win Super Bowls, and he wants to win the MVP, and he's never even gotten an MVP vote. And you see how many different things the Seahawks did over the course of time to try to give Russell what he wanted, whether it was making deals, and Wilson would regularly talk to the front office. Every star player who became available, he wanted to bring those guys in. He had one of the most aggressive GMs in John Schneider, who was always trying to add those missing pieces to the roster. But it's also a matter of, they were going to be a defense first, run first type of team for a long time under Pete Carroll. He got up to that hot start in 2020 where they were throwing the ball a lot more. Then he went through a tough stretch. Defenses changed a little bit how they were playing the Seahawks. Pete wanted to get back to running, so they weren't turning the ball over so much. And those MVP hopes and all that talk kind of went away. And that's not to say that he's got an agreement now that Nathaniel Hackett's going to have him throw the ball 60 times a game. I don't think that's going to be it at all. But it's an opportunity right now for him to go to the next thing. And for the Seahawks, there has to be some level of fatigue knowing that you went through all this last offseason, all the speculation and all the questions, and now this offseason, the same thing was happening. This would never end. It would continue into the future. And so once you get the type of package that John Schneider and Pete Carroll thought would help the team, not just now but in the big picture, it made a lot of sense for them to say this is the right time to reboot, even though you've got a 70-year-old coach in Pete Carroll who has no interest in rebuilding. Again, they've got a lot more assets now, and I expect that they're going to be aggressive to add pieces to their team and try to win in 2022.
I'm going to be blunt, Tom Pelissero, since you were saying, like, here on planet Earth, interpersonal relationships are difficult. It sure sounds, if I read between the tea leaves, that both sides were sick of each other after all this time. What would you say to that?
And, again, I'd say Pete and Russ talked a lot in this offseason. It wasn't as if this was some, you know, cold shoulder thing where they weren't on speaking terms anymore. They were angry at each other. It just was, you know, I mean, it would be unusual, but if, you know, eventually if, you know, you seem to have a good relationship with your wife and you've been together for 10 years and then, you know, every January, February, she starts talking about, hey, what if I was married to that guy? At some point you might go, you know what? Maybe you should be married to that guy. I mean, I think that there's just some of that where it's just that relationship over time. It didn't necessarily fray. It's not like these two didn't like each other. Go back to the meaningless Week 18 game that I believe they won, and those two are jumping around together, high-fiving. Like, they're both highly competitive individuals, but it was time. It was time on a lot of different fronts, and, you know, once it made sense for the Seahawks to do the deal, they weren't just going to give him away. Russ wasn't going to, you know, necessarily force his way out. It just, everything lined up, and once that became the case, it became a no-brainer for everyone involved to move forward.
Because if you have, you know, a 33-year-old who's going to be 34 right after Thanksgiving, right, and this is the guy who's been with your team, you drafted him, you nurtured him, you gave him the opportunity, boy, did he make the most of it. Did he ever make the most of it? And he's so terrific in the community, which loves him. He loves them. He's a Walter Payton Man of the Year Award winner because of it. You don't let those guys out of the building, right? You grow old with them. You try again with them. You reload with them. That's the whole idea. And the fact that this hasn't happened here, based on the way that their relationship started, it's kind of stunning. I'll be honest with you. You know, like I was there in New York when they won it. I was there in Arizona when they lost it. I was there when they drafted him. Russell Wilson was one of the first guests of the Rich Eisen Show season opening podcast in 2012. Everyone was head over heels with each other, and it's kind of stunning that that's the result. I'll be honest.
Think of it this way, too. If you're processing this from the Seahawks standpoint, just from a, you know, completely dispassionate, emotionless roster building standpoint, you also have a quarterback who's now into his 30s, which, of course, we've seen quarterbacks play a lot longer than that. But, you know, they don't necessarily rely on their mobility as much of a factor as Russell Wilson. You know, he goes in the third round because people thought this guy's not going to be able to see. He's 5'11". You're going to have to design a unique offense. And the Seahawks did an unbelievable job of that over the course of the decade, being able to, you know, play a certain way that fit Russ's strengths, and he's a phenomenal playmaker. And that's not to say that he's not going to go to Denver and do the same type of things. But if you are strictly evaluating a 30-something-year-old player and you look at the last, let's call it 20 games that Russell Wilson has played, it hasn't been as good. At the end of the 2020 season, the second half of that, when the turnovers came and, you know, they got away from throwing the ball as much as they had early in the season, and there were some, you know, creative defensive minds out there, guys like Brandon Staley with the Rams, who really played them different, you know, kind of left certain areas of the field open and took away the deep ball and forced Russ to be a precision passer short to intermediate, which is not really his game. He's very much he's always playing a vertical strike type of an offense. That seemed to have an effect. We saw that in the games against the Rams. We saw it when another, you know, really good defensive coordinator Patrick Graham came in with a plan for the Giants in a game where the Seahawks didn't play particularly well. And then, of course, you have a couple of injuries thrown in there. That was obviously a factor. The finger was a factor. But the point being, if Russell Wilson came out and played the way he has over the last 20 or so games again in 2022, now what is the value to the rest of the league? In other words, if you have a year and a half of, okay, well, it was injuries, it was a coordinator change, it was other injuries on the team, whatever, you can kind of explain that to yourself. If it becomes just 2.5 years of not high, you know, the highest level of Russell Wilson that we've seen, that's going to impact what you can get for him in a trade. So you figure this is the maximum value we probably can get, 2 ones, 2 twos, 3 players. I mean, that's a lot, and not to mention the fact that even if those players don't work out, they walk in free agency, you get comp picks coming back. It made sense for what the Seahawks were trying to accomplish here.
Tom Pelissero, NFL Media Group, here on the Rich Eisen Show. What is Seattle's plan at quarterback now? Short, long term? Is it just start Drew Lock, or do they look in the draft? Do they hope Deshaun Watson clears everything? What do you got for me on that front?
I would say right now all options are on the table for the Seahawks. They did like Drew Lock coming out in the draft. I know that for a fact several years ago. Obviously, it's been inconsistent, which is kind of the knock on him at Missouri, too. But big arms, super athletic, tall guy, all that stuff. Had some unfortunate injuries, but, you know, there might be something there, and they'd like to see what it is. The draft is certainly an option. I don't know that it's going to make sense to take somebody at number 9, but you have the flexibility with those additional picks now to move around in the draft. And I would expect that they're going to be in on the trade market. You know, the Deshaun Watson situation, and he continues to face serious allegations of sexual misconduct. This is coming to a head, legally speaking, over the next several days, because on Friday, the district attorney in Harris County, Texas, is going to present her case to the grand jury. Grand juries in Texas can move pretty quickly, so you could potentially have an answer even on Friday, but if not that, then by next week, in terms of whether there's going to be any criminal charges against him. His civil deposition also scheduled for Friday. His attorney, Rusty Harden, whose name I'm sure you've heard a lot through the years, is advising him to invoke the Fifth Amendment, just because you don't want somebody testifying in a civil case while you have an active criminal case. But once the criminal case and you have clarity on that, that can trigger a lot in terms of the civil cases getting resolved, and then it'll be in the hands of the NFL. There's not enough quarterbacks. We all know that. We also know the seriousness of the allegations involving Deshaun Watson. I would fairly say that, considering the fact there were multiple teams last year, both before training camp, in training camp, and again at the trade deadline, who were willing to offer 3 first-round picks and more for Russell, for Deshaun Watson, you're going to find a market again, and the Texans will be able to get substantial value for him. So whether that's Seattle, whether that's Carolina, whether that's someplace else, I do anticipate you're going to see Deshaun Watson be traded this time around. That's going to be a key name in this entire picture for the NFL.
Well, Seattle certainly has more draft capital now than they did at this point yesterday. So they're in a better position for that. But, you know, they might, if this doesn't get cleared before the draft, they'll have to use that draft capital. I mean, the clock is clearly ticking on so many fronts on that. Tom Pelissero here on the Rich Eisen Show. Before I let you go, Denver must be over the moon. They must be, everybody you speak to from the Broncos must be out of their minds over the moon right now. Certainly because you could make the case the AFC West is the deepest quarterback pool in the NFL, best division at that position, and they've now got somebody who can go toe-to-toe with everybody in that spot, right?
It was the priority the entire offseason. They feel like they've got a foundation. They've got good receivers, Jerry Jeudy, Cortland Sutton. They got a young stud running back in Javonte Williams. They've made a lot of progress in terms of solidifying the offensive line. Pat Surtain looks like a young star on defense. They probably need to add another pass rusher. I'd expect that they try to address that in free agency. You know, if Bradley Chubb can stay healthy, he's still a really, really talented player. They got a lot of pieces, but they needed the quarterback. And so absolutely, they expect they're going to be able to compete right now. They were going to swing big. Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, those were the two priorities. I got the sense in recent weeks that Russell Wilson may actually have been plan A, just because of, you know, with Aaron Rodgers, you don't know how long is he actually going to play. Are you going to do the retirement dance every year if you bring him in? With Russell, you're hoping that he's going to be back, he's going to be healthy, he's going to be the Russell Wilson we've seen in the past, and you may have your quarterback for the next 5 to 10 years. So absolutely a huge day for the Broncos. And let me also, Rich, really quickly clarify something, because I heard the caller before I came on asking about why you couldn't wait a day for Bobby Wagner. What I am told on that with the Seahawks releasing him was this was going to happen. It was going to happen probably toward the end of this week. But after the Russell Wilson trade, Bobby Wagner actually contacted the Seahawks to ask, you know, what's happening here. The Seahawks felt that it was appropriate for them to grant him his release so he can immediately have a chance to sign up.
How about that? Do you think Bobby Wagner goes to Denver? What about Vaughn?
I don't know. It's early on Bobby Wagner. Let's start there. I would expect that he's going to have a market.
With
Vaughn Miller, is unbelievable as it seems and seemed when he was traded away. I do believe that that will be a consideration, the possibility he heads back to Denver. And listen, this is the type of thing that Russell Wilson has always wanted. He's always wanted to be the LeBron James of the NBA, the Tom Brady, bring guys in, everybody go and play on the super team. They got a lot of good players in Denver, but to the extent that Russell Wilson can, I would expect him to be a very active recruiter, as he was for years in Seattle, and it'll be fascinating to see, you know, just exactly how everything else flows from a roster building standpoint as they get ready for the 2022 season.
Tom, great stuff. Great job. Let's talk early next week in the middle of the frenzy, as we call it on the network. So thanks for the call.
Sounds great, Rich. Thanks.
You got it. Tom Pelissero. Follow him on Twitter. I do. That's how I found out about the Russell Wilson trade.
It's unbelievable.
Bobby Wagner. So, what's up?
So, Russ is on Denver.
What's up? Yeah. What's up?
Am I next?
If you're done, maybe I can be due.
Yeah.
Out.
He's gonna look so good with the Pats next year,
dude. I thought immediately, how would he look in green for the Jets? I want him. Yeah. You want him.
Yeah. Everybody should
name
want him.
Name the team.
I got people, him, but that's 32. Not
I have people on my mentions being like, oh, he's old and slow. First
what?
Off, he's
Come
31.
On, dude.
He had 170 tackles last
dude,
year.
Dude. Let's take a break. We'll talk more Bobby Wagner. Because as you know, I love talking Bobby Wagner.
Yeah.
I love talking to Bobby Wagner. I love talking about Bobby Wagner.
You want to text him and just say, yeah. Are you good?
You know what?
Are you good?
No,
I say, you good?
Yike.
All right, we'll be back. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Set up talking to Rick Spielman, former GM of the Vikings, about all of this. 844-204-RICH, number to dial here on the program.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You know what's an interesting aspect of yesterday's show?
What's that?
You know what? You know what? Yesterday had a through line in a way. It's odd. Utah State. Two highly drafted individuals in the NFL from Utah State had their days affected by quarterback decisions. What do I mean? Jordan Love. How was his day yesterday?
Man.
Oh,
this
wow.
By the way, we forget
man.
About it. How about the fact that we finally got an answer on Aaron Rodgers' long-term future with the Packers, and that conversation lasted 90 minutes. And we could see the timestamps in Jerry Jeudy's Twitter handle of exactly how long it went. The it being Jerry Jeudy disappointed at 9:16 a.m. Pacific time. Again, this is our time zones, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well,
9:16 a.m. Pacific time.
Depends on where Jerry's
to
at.
Jerry Jeudy, 10:48 a.m. So I guess mountain maybe.
He's like,
Pacific.
Hey.
An hour and 40 minutes. That's how long it went from, oh, we're not getting Aaron Rodgers to, oh, we're getting Russell Wilson. I thought today was going to be a frown day, but my frown has been turned upside down.
It's like the thrill of victory, the agony of defeat, but reverse.
And exactly. Jordan Love just went from 2022, wow, Packers traded up to get me. This is kind of a weird situation, certainly since we share an agent, Aaron Rodgers and I. But every single time we've spoken to anybody from Green Bay, they were like, Aaron and Jordan Love are cool. Aaron Jones told us that. A.J. Dillon told us that. Everybody told us that. They're cool. What's kind of not cool right now, what is cool, totally cool, like frozen solid, is Jordan Love's future in Green Bay.
Man.
Adios. See you later. That tundra is frozen and locked. Over. Done. Finished. Maybe he'll be on the move next week. Maybe at this point next week, we're talking about Jordan Love as a new fill in the blank. How wild would it be if he winds up in Seattle? Where it's all brought full circle. Where he winds up in Seattle. Seattle flips any sort of, like, what do you think? They take a 3 for him right now, a 4 for him right now, Jordan Love. They take some, honestly. And if you're Seattle, you're probably sitting there thinking, who do you want, Drew Lock or Jordan Love? I could coach up Jordan Love, although we've seen more from Drew Lock.
They'd probably ask for a two and settle for a three.
I don't know. But certainly what they're not going to get is what they spent on him in the draft.
Definitely not.
And certainly Seattle got a hell of a lot more years later for Russell Wilson than what they spent to go get him, a third round draft choice. But Jordan Love's future is now way up in the air because Aaron Rodgers says, I'm staying. And because Russell Wilson is traded in a way that you just heard from Tom Pelissero, it sounded like they're just like, we just need a break, you know, and not just like a Ross Friends break, like for good, like it's over. We're done.
We had a good run.
Not like we thought we were on a break. I thought we were on a break from the Friends is kind of like maybe with Von Miller. I thought we were on a break. Right. I went to Rams. I just won a Super Bowl. I'm back.
I'm back.
Hey, what'd I miss?
Yeah, why are you so upset with me? I just went to go to the Rams to get a Super Bowl. I thought you said we're on a break. We're on a break. And it looks like he might actually come back.
That would be amazing.
Totally would. But, you know, the other Utah State guy that's kind of gotten affected by the decision to make a move at quarterback, whether it was Russ forcing it or it sounded like Russ wanted out. Bobby Wagner, Utah State. Mm-hmm. Bobby Wagner is now a free agent. Talk about somebody having me at hello.
You love Bobby Wagner.
Oh, I love everything about him. I love the neck up. I love the neck down. I love the way he throttles your neck. I love the way he goes from sideline to sideline. I love everything about Bobby Wagner. And I will tell you this. Ask any Seahawk fan who their favorite Seahawk of this entire run is, was. You're probably going to get Marshawn Lynch number one. You know who's number two? This guy. And not Earl Thomas, who's flipping birds at his coach as he's getting carted off. And it's not Richard Sherman, even though, you know, You Mad Bro was great. It was all great. Incredible great. What a run.
You Mad Bro.
And it's not Russell Wilson, Go Hawks. It's this guy, Bobby Wagner, because of who he is and the essence and how he plays and how he just commands everything and how he affects everything and how he runs everything and how he handles his business. It is infectious for fans, and I can only imagine what it's like in a locker room. Oh, my God, do I want him on my team? Question is your team ready to win a Super Bowl? Because if I'm Bobby Wagner, that's what I'm thinking about. Because I now have a new lease, and I'm in charge of my own career. And I don't know if he's doing his own deal. Is he making his own calls?
Got to think so.
If I'm a general manager, I am getting his cell phone number. Hey, John. Hey, Schneider. Hey, Schneids. Can you send me his cell phone number? What do you got? Because I'm calling him and I'm saying, please come here. Because he would affect the rookies. He'd affect the young kids. He would change the culture. And he will play football. Downhill, sideline to sideline. Don't at me that he's slower than before. Get out of here with that noise. Get out. Boy, you think the Cowboys would take him? Oh, how would he look as a Patriot?
Oh, stop.
And I just know, God, my Jets aren't ready for him. I don't know if they're ready for him. Stop. Hey, here's my pitch to Bobby. Ronnie Lott showed up late in his career.
What?
I don't want to talk about how that worked out. Same with Favre. I don't know, man.
Not a great sell.
I know. You know where he might wind up?
Rams. Well, someone was pointing out on Twitter they don't really need inside help.
Okay. Sounds good.
I know. I'm just saying, scheme-wise,
You know, we went and took Bobby, but he's outside.
He's not a scheme fit. My gosh.
I don't know. He's an inside guy.
All right. You know who could figure that all out? Those folks up the road.
Yeah. The guy with the great hair.
Come on. Bobby Wagner is free. All in.
Free Bobby Wagner. Free Murph and Bobby Wagner.